الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله. Very very valuable talks, and more valuable if we are in the month of Ramadan. There is a month that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has chosen for us, and a great great month. And then in this month we associate it, we take it part, that Allah by His kindness has put Roza for us, made Saum for us in this month. And according to some ulama, this is actually celebration for the Quran Sharif that came, that it was to be celebrated with Quran Sharif, with Roza, that Allah gave us this great, great treasure of Quran Sharif, so celebrate it by keeping Roza in the honor of the Quran Sharif, the honor of this month. Like if somebody doesn't fast, we say you're disrespecting the month, in the month. So we are doing, if the person disrespects the month also, it's a major sin, and also the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, one very important point yesterday we heard in the Kitab reading, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam informed Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam that lot of fitnas will come. Okay, so Jibreel alayhi salam, by the knowledge which Allah gave him, and we are facing all this fitnas what we are going through. But see, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what is the solution? Today what we do, we just discuss the problem. Okay, and today especially with the WhatsApp and all the groups and all that, everything just goes on there, just the problem. But what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned, what's the solution? And what's the solution which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam gave? Quran Sharif. So we have to see how much we connect with Quran Sharif. Then we want the solution. We don't want to just exaggerate the problem or just make the problem known. In fact, the right way is, when there's a problem, suppress the problem and bring the solution. That nobody even know there was a problem and the solution has come already. That is how we should handle matters. But today our attitude is just to blow up and puff up the whole problem and no solution. And the solution is with everyone. Everyone got Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, yeah, in our country generally, everyone can read Quran Sharif also. And of course, there's lot of room for improvement, and we must try and improve ourselves also. And then everyone in the different aspect, ordinary people like us, we read Quran Sharif. Other people who are hafiz, even more, they devote themselves. The night ibadat, tahajjud for a hafiz is so that qiyab-e-layl, ashrafu ummati, and qiyam-e-layl, the great honorable people of this ummat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, is the people who carry the Quran and the people who make tahajjud. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that this hadith shows that there is a great connection between the hafiz and tahajjud, that it should be in his life. Allah grant it, and where they will be doing a great favor on themselves doing that, on the whole community also. Everyone will benefit when Quran Sharif is recited at night. Great, great barakat, anwarat come down, and not only that one person, the one household, but the whole area benefits from it. Allah give us tawfiq to return to the Quran Sharif. Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, for political reasons, the British imprisoned him where they were fighting for the freedom, for the sake of Muslims. Otherwise, they had terrible intentions of making everyone Christian in India, so they opposed it. When they imprisoned them, and after staying in prison, when he came back, they said, you had a lot of time to meditate, ponder. What do you think is the solution of the Ummah? The one thing he said, Quran Sharif. That everyone must be connected. So this is the month that Allah has given us, this Quran Sharif. Let us connect with it. And the purpose and object of our roza and fasting which Allah Himself has declared, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you acquire taqwa. So that is the real purpose and object. Alhamdulillah, we make lot of tilawat also. Many people have gone for Umrah also. Many people are gone in Jamaat. Many people are gone to the Khanqas. Many people are sitting in their masjids for Itikaf. All that 100% on its place, which we must do, which is maqsood also. Tilawat, dua, etc. And what great values these things have got for this month. But the main thing we must not forget is taqwa. That is what we are supposed to get. Qal al-taqwa, that is consciousness of Allah at every time. That if it's a namaz time, wherever we are, what condition, I have to make my namaz. And moreover, Allah give us all tawfiq, we have to work to this. When I'm doing a business transaction, what is Allah's order at this time? In this way I can do it, I can make 500% more profit. But it's not Allah's command. In this way, yeah, Allah is watching me. I must do it as Allah wants me to do it. So I have to do it that way. I'm having an argument with my wife. I can do it many ways. I can shut her up. I can do this. I can do that. But what is, what I must be calling, Allah must be happy. One person, when he was eating the chicken that he had worked for, those days chicken wasn't so easily available as it is now. For 6 months, he saved up money to buy a chicken. And the wife made, put so much salt, whatever happened to her, it was like poison. You couldn't eat it, you couldn't put it in your mouth, so much salt. But that Allah's consciousness was there. He said, she has made a mistake, Ya Allah. I forgive her. On Qiyamah Day, please, you forgive me also. Somebody saw him in a dream and asked him what happened. He said, I forgave her that day. Allah forgave me for everything, whole life, my shortcomings. So this is that Allah's consciousness at all times where we are. We are working, we are gone to the bank, we are gone to the airport. All women, we know how they dress, and man is man. He wants to look that nature, Allah has made that desire. At that time, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Anywhere, everywhere, a traffic cop stops us, and you can, one way, easy way out, just put a 200 rand with your eye, with your driver's license or something. One thing is, if the law takes its course. And if it was meant, one friend of ours, Allah reward him, middle of the night, he was speeding, well over the limit. They said, we have to lock you up. He said, then you lock me up. So they took him to the police station. They tried to talk him into a bribe. He said, no bribe. You have to lock me up, you lock me up. And for me to speak this now is easy, but 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're somewhere and you prepare to go to jail and to sit in that cell is not a joke. But then Allah Ta'ala, now legally, then they let him go. But this is all when that has to come into us. So for that, an effort. And this is that effort of acquiring the taqwa. The effort of acquiring our islah, what we call, is the same thing. Or like we say, Allah must give me hidayat, is the same thing also. And that taqwa is the same thing. Same thing. Islah is the same thing. Tawbah, and to change our life, is also the same thing. That is what we have to try and acquire. If we treat that Ramadan as 1 month in our life, it came unhappily. We opened the door of Ramadan. Now rozas, we are not free about rozas. Taraweeh, everywhere we want the fastest Taraweeh. As soon as Taraweeh, whichever place you can go, people will travel 1 hour to go to a faster Taraweeh. And then come back another hour. But we got that. No, Taraweeh, once in a month, in a year we get it. And as somebody has put it beautifully, a person is most closest to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when he's in sajda. So Allah Ta'ala gave us 40 more occasions to be close to Him. So we should look at it with happiness. And then also, I don't say on the other hand, also stretch it so much that people don't come for Taraweeh. They say it's taking too long and we must do it. Another thing also, as somebody has said beautifully, that today's muhaqqiq and mujaddid, the person wants to revive deen, his concern is to chop deen to the size of the people. Not to make people to adapt to deen. Today everyone. So before Ramadan comes, we should try and explain to the people that this month is a month that we have to devote ourselves. Make that little bit sacrifice. 20 rakats we are making, Allah shukr, people are coming. Allah's lot of shukr. Another 5 minutes more and you can make your ruku sajda properly. The tilawat can be nice and you can enjoy it, you can be happy. It's only about 5 minutes. When we're driving also, you can drive fast. And the person who maintained the speed, you will find when you reach your destination, you just got off the car, you just settled, and they also arrived. There is no real difference. It's just shaitan's ta'jeelu min ash-shaitan. That everyone quickly must just get this done. Tarawih quickly done. And we saved that time, 5 minutes, 15 minutes we saved. Where are we going to put it? If you spend 15 minutes more in the masjid, and now where are you going to go and put that 15 minutes you saved? Are you really going to now make other ibadat or something? This ibadat is greater in any case. In the masjid, tarawih. So Allah give us tawfiq that we appreciate this. What was that? So, anyway, so this is also a very important thing. This is the month of turning to what du'as to Allah. During the day, as long as we are making dua, Allah has commanded the malaika who are carrying his arsh also. And they are continuously in the praises of Allah. Now, don't praise me. Say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us, we have got our problems, whatever type of problems. The solution is to turn to Allah Ta'ala. That we find and we speak to Allah Ta'ala. Gee, about sajda, about taraweeh, I was saying, 40 extra sajdas. At least Ramadan, try and make 17 rakats. Why we want to cut and chop in Ramadan? Other times also we're cutting and chopping. Here also further we want to cut and chop 17 rakats, another 34 sajdas you get. And that another 40, 74 more sajdas we got to be close to Allah. So this will come when that love of Allah, that desire to be with Allah. And really some people, they make their taraweeh in a separate place. Usually in India, the very pious people, not in a public masjid. They do it separately. So they take their time and do it. And the main ibadat of the night is taraweeh. Tahajjud definitely is there. But for Ramadan, the extra main ibadat is taraweeh. But of course we can't, when it's a public masjid, we must consider the public also. And when they're coming, then try and make it reasonable. But we must try and make the mind of the people that we don't just look for a taraweeh that is the fastest, that is the quickest, etc. We should do it in such a way that the haq of taraweeh in the attahiyat position after our attahiyat, at least durood e Ibrahimi we complete, our sana we can read, ruku sajda we do, which is generally. But we should give that preference and make the minds of people, let them be ready for it. And that has to be done long before Ramadan. So this month, there are a few du'as that I will mention, inshallah, which we should try. There are only a few days left. And what we had to do, each one of us, see, have I done what I had to do? And usually if we didn't, and I've got now my time limit, I have to finish it now in this certain time, then we must rush and now try and do as much as we can. Unfortunately also, when we come to this part of Ramadan, we all become a bit lax now. Women folk want to prepare for Eid now. And then there's the shopping story again. We have to go for shopping again. But this is the time really that we have to go more towards Allah Ta'ala and spend our time more correctly. For that, we have to also understand what is our outlook of Ramadan. It appears that it is more feasting. Now when we come to this part also, more da'wats of one another. Maulana Saeed Palanpuri Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Adamat Barakatum was here. He said that da'wat is not that 1 hour da'wat. He said it's about a 2 week thing. From 2 weeks, you know, there's da'wat at home. Now you must get this, you must get that. The woman folk have to adjust. Everything has to be done. And it's not that da'wat is finished. The host walk away. They're gone. Now at home, you're sick again with all the things, the extra food, what they eat, the dishes, everything. So the time that goes in a da'wat, because that also we have done it with lot of extra, with the trimmings. Just simple, whatever there is, put one more extra thing, a guest came, and you eat that. But today we'll feel the person didn't honor me. What kind of a meal he gave me. So, and our food also, and in Ramadan, we increase. Actually, we should decrease. Ramadan is for fasting. And as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, a person will get the true benefit of fasting when at Sahri and Iftari also he lessens his food. Not that at Sahri time we think whole day's roza, I must cover up, eat more. And Iftari time, I forgot I already covered up. So whole day I was hungry, I must cover up again. So as the chef say, in that case, we only changing the times of eating and the benefit of fasting. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that a person who doesn't feel the pangs of hunger hasn't fasted. And here with our 12-hour roza and our eating, we hardly feel the roza. So actually, the roza, the whole, and the time must be given to tilawat, to zikr. So the du'as, one du'a that we are taught, well before Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make du'a, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, the whole du'a, we should make that Allah keeps us and we can benefit fully, wa taqabbalhu minni mutaqabbala. And, oh Allah, accept it for me for the future also. Don't lock up Ramadan after. We open it unwillingly. Now roza is that. That is what we are speaking. And after Ramadan, lock it up. Now finish. Ramadan program is finished. Now back to my normal life. That should not be the case. We should carry on with this year. So in future also, Ramadan's effects must come. Another great dua we all should make, and a lot in this time, which has been taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. Try and read that also during these days, and ask ourselves also. One friend explained that he's reading it while making zikr, etc. But are we really reading that dua? Is it in our, has it come into our lives? Think of it to ourselves. This is a dua that we should, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, increase it all the time, we should be making this dua. Another dua for the last ashara, the 10 days we are in now, actually, is that Allah make us of the people who are freed from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ij'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Make us of those people that you have set free from the fire of Jahannam in Ramadan. Every night Allah Ta'ala sets people free. Friday night even more. And then at the end even more. Allah Ta'ala is just setting, make us amongst them. Some places they make dua that aatiq riqabana wa riqaba abaina wa ummahatina, our parents also, make up our asatiza, our mashayikh also, our extended family for the whole ummah. Many places a person made a dua, it was so loved by Allah, and he made dua specific people. Allah said, had he made that dua for the whole ummah, I should have accepted it. So we don't know who Allah's, whose position, what occasion a person is making a dua. Sahib Abdul Wahhab Sahib, Damat Barakatum says, whenever you, a certain difficulty comes to you, like a stone fell on your leg, you cut yourself, the pain you feel, that at that time make dua. That dua is very much accepted. We usually just cry and wail about it. You say, make dua for the ummah. Your tooth is paining. Middle of the night is paining, bad pain. Make dua for the ummah at that time. Make dua for our akhirat at that time. So this is, Allah give us that tawfiq also, that Allah sets us free during that time. The dua of the 15th of Shaban also we must try and read a lot. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk, la uhsi sana'an alayk, anta kama asnayta ala nafsi. Try and read this dua also. One other very valuable dua our Shaykh taught us, and there is a lot about it. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua in Arafat, that, oh Allah, my ummah will get caught by hukukul ibad, the rights of people. So shaitan came and he was happy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him. He was dancing that your ummah will come Arafat, all the gunas will be made maaf. They will get caught in hukukul ibad. And rights of people, forget other people, wives, our rights we can't fulfill. If we have to think, really, have we fulfilled our wife's rights? Wives, have they fulfilled the husband's rights, our rights, our children's rights? We can't. Today we are fulfilling the rights of children, which we are actually preparing them for Jahannam. And we say we're fulfilling their rights. What type of upbringing, what type of education, what we are doing, and we say we're fulfilling their rights. They will catch hold of us, of our throats. My father, Abba, you put me into this line. And the children, regard to the parents, we know how the parents are being treated today. So rights, we have to, there are many, many rights. So when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in Muzdalifah, and ulama tell now say, when we are in Muzdalifah, don't miss out this dua, that Ya Allah, the rights of people that are on me, Allah, you sort them out. You fulfill their rights. And then when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made this dua, and he was crying, and the condition of Nabi Ali Salatu worried about his ummah, suddenly he burst out in a smile and happiness. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was closest to him, asked, "Oh Allah's Rasul, what happened?" He says, "Now, just now Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to me, Allah has accepted this dua also, which was not accepted in Arafat, now it is accepted." And now shaitan is throwing sand on his head, that the people will come to the plains of Arafat, the month of Ramadan, all other special occasions, get all the gunas maaf, and they ask Allah. And the tawfiq of this, when Allah will accept this dua, whatever rights people got, we'll go and ask the wife for maaf. We'll ask, a ustad will ask his students for maaf, that I hit you people a lot, whatever it was, I didn't treat you. A sheikh will ask his murids for maaf also, that I was too hard on them, I spoke too harshly, and now Allah will give you the tawfiq. Monetary things, other things also, Allah will open the ways, and you'll start settling all those things. So try and learn this dua, take it from Ali Musa, from any of the ulama, which our sheikh taught us, which Allama Alusi had formulated, from the Quran Sharif ayat, Allahumma ghfir lana dhunubana, oh Allah, forgive us our sins, all our sins, wa takaffal fal bi ridha khusumina, and you become our kafir, you take in charge of all the cases people will bring against us. This one will say, you swore at me. That one will say, you backbited about me. This one will say, took my money. That one will say this. All that, oh Allah, you take care of it. So Allah give us tawfiq. So one is the guna. That if, for example, a person didn't make his namazes for 10 years, for example. Now he asks Allah, maaf, make me guna maaf, that I didn't make my namazes. Allah will make the dua immediately accepted. Your guna will be maaf. But that namaz is still your responsibility. By making this dua, Allah will remove that. But the sign of it in this world, Allah will give you the tawfiq. Now you start performing all your qaza'i umri also. You are owing people money. That, for example, you took a loan and you had no intention of paying it back. That wasn't really a loan. That was you were robbing the person. You just told him all fancy stories. I'm getting this money, I'm getting that money, this, that, and I'll pay you. But your niyat was not to pay. You were robbing the person. So that robbing guna will be maaf. But the money you still have to pay. So that also, we make dua that, Ya Allah, you take care of everything. And Allah Ta'ala is, Allah's treasures are unlimited. Allah's sifat, qualities of hilam, or kind, tolerance, raham, kindness of Allah Ta'ala, fadl of Allah, and jud, generosity of Allah, they also unlimited. Allah's treasures, all Allah's sifat, there is no, that Allah only got so much of tolerance. That Allah only got so much. No, it's unlimited. By that wasta, we ask Allah that He must take care of that also. So this is that month. Our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has taught us everything that we can get free. Emancipation from all our gunas, emancipation from Jahannam also. So let us appreciate. This is only ayyam ma'dudat, a few days, and of the few days, there isn't even a few left. So let us not waste our time with this, our e-shopping, now the house cleaning and the spring cleaning and all that, everything on its place. But the main focus must be, yeah, and on taqwa. How little that ibadat we make is very good. But we must not fail in our taqwa, or call it taqwa if we want to, call it islah if we want to, call it hidayat if we want to, call it tawbah if we want to, and carry on with this year. Tilawat won't be as much as it was in Ramadan. Our zikr, our namazes, nafil namazes won't be as much as it was in Ramadan. they automatically that will adjust. But our taqwa must carry on. And it must not, we must not leave the taqwa also yet. That must carry on and on. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept us and make our, give us the tawfiq to appreciate this very, 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 very valuable month. So valuable that nobody can do justice of explaining what it is. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out of his way to explain what this great month is. So Allah give us tawfiq and then that Allah accepts it from us. Allah in His great mercy and kindness we beg of Him to accept, but don't go back to where we were before Ramadan, after Ramadan. Taqwa, take it on, everything, our tilawah, zikr, nafil, namazes also, we also take on, but our main, our taqwa, our change of life, may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.